Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
To everyone around the globe, I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here at ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with all of you here on this very beautiful day. And again, today, ACC News has back with us again a very wonderful and inspiring guest. And before anything, we have with us midlife and beyond empowerment coach, Dorothy May Ross, and she is the founder of Women Rocking Life. Now, to everybody tuning in, just please slow down for a second and really take this in. If there's anyone tuning in right now that has reached a point of their life, perhaps you're at a midpoint of middle age, even seniors, and you find yourself looking for answers. You know, you're at a point that you're still seeking happiness. If any of this sounds remotely familiar, again, please grab a seat and get very comfortable. We have a special guest today that may possibly change your life forever. Now, it is now the 7th of November. I would like to remind everybody tuning in today, especially our listeners from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Dorothy, it will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio website. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also a big part of social media. Just about everyone is now. You can find us on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. We're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, again, for many of you that didn't get the opportunity to tune into the previous segment, what we had really spoken about is that, again, many of us, you know, we live life by the rules. Again, you know, we all do all of the right things we're supposed to do. You know, we get a job, you know, pay the bills. We have to support the family. But at midpoint, some of us, we stop. We stop dead in our tracks. It's like this light bulb goes off. And we wonder, where has time have gone? Our dreams that we once yearned so much for, where is that thirst? Again, some of us, you know, we have children that are now grown, and they have moved out of home, and are wondering, what's our meaning now? What's the direction or path? What road should I take from this point forward? We need guidance. And to everyone, with all of these situations and problems that many of us go through at this point, it is the reason why special people like Dorothy May Ross of Midlife and Beyond, these special people are here to help us get through these hard times. And again, you know, Dorothy herself has an incredible story. And you know, she, again, had the perfect life, you know, married, a wonderful family, you know, wonderful career, entrepreneur. And, you know, one day she felt as if something was missing. Again, she was struggling to find that inner joy. And somehow, by a chance encounter, she encountered a stranger. And again, she'll get to that story in a minute. It's truly an incredible story. And again, this stranger that she encountered would change her life forever. And our special guest today, Dorothy, is now using this experience to help other people out there. Truly incredible. To our audience out there, I am very proud to present to you Midlife and Beyond Empowerment Coach, founder of Women Rocking Life, Miss Dorothy May Ross. How are you doing today, Dorothy?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we are very happy to have you over here with us, Dorothy. And Dorothy, for the people that didn't get an opportunity to really hear you speak before, if you could very quickly share with them, who exactly is Dorothy May Ross?
Dorothy May Ross is a mother. I'm a wife. I am a co-author. I am a coach. I'm also a pastor and a breast cancer survivor. I love being out and everybody.
Okay. Dorothy, the name of your business, Women Rocking Life, can you please share with the audience your personal meaning of Women Rocking Life?
Women Rocking Life is a movement of global women that are still full of life, still wanting to be a part of life, who are empowered and they understand just how valuable they are.
And again, that's something that for people to have change and to find that, they really need to understand their own personal values, so I definitely understand that. And now, Dorothy, you really have a truly incredible story. If you could please share with the audience your personal journey that led you to where you are here today.
Yeah, I remember coming home from work one day and just standing at the foot of my bed. From work to home, I really couldn't tell you how I got there. All I know is that I was just standing there, and I knew something was wrong with me. I had previously gone to the doctor, and I had a female doctor, and I talked to her, and she said, I believe that you're going through midlife and menopause at the same time. But I just don't know what I can do for you. I can't give you any hormonal medication or anything because it's possible that it may give you cancer. So I was really hurting. I was really in a bad place. I got to a point where I just wanted to just run away. I had responsibilities, but I just didn't want any part of it anymore. And I came home, I laid down in the bed, and I just slept till the next day. I got up, went back to work, and this really just gets me. When I left work the next day, I didn't go home. I just drove, and I finally parked, sit in my car. Yeah. And I just didn't know what to do. I didn't know what this feeling was. How could I lose this bad feeling that I had? It was like I was in a circle of a million people, but I was still lonely. I was hurting. Something was missing. I was doing things that I knew didn't make sense, but I just couldn't stop myself. I got out of the car, went into the restaurant to have some coffee, and I was just sitting there with my head down, and I heard someone say, "Can I sit down?" And I looked up, but before I answered, I kind of looked around the restaurant to see if all the seats were taken, and they weren't, you know, but I didn't tell her to go anywhere. I said, "Yeah, sure, sit down." And when she sat down, we just started having a general conversation, and I began to pour my life out to her, what was happening with me, what was going on. And she said, "I believe that I can help you. Do you mind if I share some things with you?" And I said, "No. What did I have to lose?" You know, I was at a point where if something didn't change, I wasn't sure what I was going to do.
Yeah.
And we began to talk. She said that she had some material that she wanted me to share with me. One of them was a supplement book from a company, Melaleuca, the wellness company. She said, "I want you to go through it, find some things in there that you believe that you need, and when you do, we're going to talk about them." We began to just talk about the Bible and living an unlimited life and a life that I could really just create myself. I didn't have to feel stuck. I didn't have to feel like I didn't have a life anymore. And I went home and I did exactly what she did. I called her the next day and I began to work with her. And working with her, it changed my life, I'm telling you. And I just asked her, when she felt that I was in a good place, I wanted her to train me so that I could help other women. I don't want anyone to ever feel like I did doing that chapter of my life. It was, as they say, I was tore up from the floor up, you know, and I just didn't know how to put myself back together again.
And I can hear it in your voice while you're explaining the story. I could almost feel your pain at that time.
Oh, yeah. But all went well. She did what she needed to do. She gave me a reason to want to help other women in midlife that are going through menopause, that are getting older and even beyond. And I learned some great things working with her.
It's really a truly incredible story. And again, you know, the entire story, how you just so happened to stop at this restaurant and, you know, you're having a cup of coffee and you're alone and this stranger just appears to and changes your life. I think this story, it's really, truly incredible.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're also now dedicating your life to helping other people, it's like this giant branch that keeps connecting to other people, empowering people. It's really, again, a truly incredible story. Now, I want to touch on something, Dorothy. You explained that you were also a pastor for many years. If we could very quickly, can you explain what has being a pastor for many years, what has that also taught you?
Well, it's taught me that I'm forever learning how to be a leader, how to make sure that I am really giving people what it is that they need and not what I want them to have. I've learned over time that not to be so judgmental about people where they are in their lives, just listen and find out how I can help them, you know, and not be disappointed about life, not disappointed about people, but find opportunity in every instance of it.
And I know that there's many people right now that are tuning in, and again, they hear your story, and it feels familiar. And again, many people in midlife as well. Before anything, Dorothy, many women in midlife seem to go through many changes mentally as well. You mentioned menopause. Do you believe that menopause may be a contributing factor?
Absolutely, I do. Menopause can cause so many disruptions, in not only in the body but in the mind as well. We go through mood swings, fatigue, periods of being fearful, having anxiety. It's a lot of just not knowing what we can do in order to erase all of that out of our lives. But menopause happens, you know, midlife happens. There's nothing we can do about it. There's no way of getting away from it, but we can learn what to do about it.
What do you feel that, let's say, people midlife, why is it important for people midlife and seniors to stay active and stay mentally healthy?
Well, if you want to add some years to your life and add some life to your years, you got to stay healthy. Midlife almost gives us a fresh start to eating well, to being more healthier. We have to make sure that we find people that are doing exactly what we want to do and hook up with them. People that eat healthy, hang out at healthy restaurants. You know, exercising, you know, there's so many centers we can go to. Even seniors, doesn't make a difference how old you are, there's exercises that we can do to keep our body mobile and more flexible.
Yeah, and it's great that you did mention that, because, you know, there are pessimists out there. There are people, it's almost ingrained in our brain sometimes to think, oh, we can't do it, or it's too late. Do you feel that there's any age limit to where a person can feel rejuvenated again?
No, there is not. There is not. It's all about feeling young. You know, most of us feel young in our minds. It's just our bodies telling us that, hey, you're not that young again. You can't do this and you can't do that. I always say, take what you love and reinvent it. Do it a different way. If you love dancing, find a particular dance that doesn't take so much energy that you can do. If you love walking, fine. Walk a little bit, sit a little bit. Walk a little bit, sit a little bit. You know, you can always find how to rejuvenate.
So, again, I know many people are tuning in and saying, yes, this is definitely me. Can I be helped? Dorothy, who do you feel is exactly your client base?
My client base is women in midlife, in retirement, and beyond. So if you, age-wise, I would say anywhere from 50 plus up.
And for the people that are at this point, they want to get help, and they want to reach out to you, what is the exact service that you can provide for them?
The service that I first provide, a discovery session with them. And that discovery session helps me to plan out what it is that we need to start on first. I like the idea of giving them some sort of a fresh start and get into action as soon as they get into my program. I have an 8-week program that's called Reinventing Yourself in Midlife and Beyond. And I have a 6-month program that's called Fresh Start. And Fresh Start is you come out of Reinventing Yourself in Midlife. If you want to go on with me, you can move on into Fresh Start.
Okay, and how exactly do you hold the sessions with the people that reach out to you?
The majority of the sessions are held on a platform that's called Zoom. It's kind of like Skype. I do it in group form, and we come together and do the course.
Now, there's something that our research team actually did discover, and it's also, again, you did mention that you are an author, but you do have a book available, and actually a free book. The title of this book is Sexy, Sassy, and a Bit Spicy. Can you share a little bit of that information with the audience? And also where they can go to get a free copy of
it. Yeah, Sexy and Sassy and a Little Bit Spicy is all about how we see ourselves when we look in the mirror. We should be satisfied with who we are, how we look, every time we leave the mirror, but most of the time we don't. So it's some insight and tips on how to change the clothing that we wear. Not buy new clothing, but go into your closet and rearrange what you already have to make yourself look totally different and how you want. It's just Yeah, I'm finding out in my research how stripes and how flowers and checks in clothes, how they actually make you look. And I was helping a young lady this weekend with the same identical thing. She said, I got a big butt, big stomach, and I don't look good in my clothes. Tips.
And you were able to help her really get into something that she feels very comfortable in.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, a lot of this information is also located in this free book?
It is located in the free book, yes, it is.
Okay, and where can they go to get a free copy?
They can actually go to my website at www.dorothymayross.com. If they go to my website, they can actually download that and some other free gifts that I have as well.
And again, to anybody tuning in, if you feel that maybe your attire can use a little bit change, this is an opportunity where you could really get something that won't cost you anything, and it'll get you starting, you know, moving in that right direction. So again, it's DorothyMayRoss.com. Again, that's DorothyMayRoss, ROSS.com. Now, Dorothy, you also mentioned very quickly about your new program, Reinventing Yourself, Midlife and Beyond. So what is that program about exactly?
Reinventing Yourself in Midlife and Beyond is about living a no-regret life. It's about taking the life that you now have that you no longer want to live and recreating a life that you want. So whatever is not working for you, routine, it doesn't make a difference. We will make a change in it according to how you want it to be. So reinventing yourself is about changing your mindset. It's about changing old habits and taking up new habits, leaving old routines behind and moving into some new routines, you know, being inspired to new things.
And I was going to ask you, and so many of us are dealing with so many different situations, and you've had the opportunity to help so many people. What do you feel are some of the biggest issues facing people in midlife and seniors today?
Basically, it's financial issues, making sure that they have enough income to last them out throughout their lifespan. Some want to lose weight. Physical and health issues that they have, the lifestyle that they live, they no longer want it. And then some people are just lonely and they want relationships.
Yes. And again, just having friendships, people you could speak to, you know, and spread ideas, that's something that is good for you mentally as well. And to everyone, I feel that's very important, you know, good communication. So I definitely understand that program. And I would like to share with the audience, and again, I know so many of us are tuning in, this sounds very familiar. And us as humans, sometimes we're so reluctant to reach out for help. Some of us don't believe that we can be helped. It's never too late for any one of us to reach out for help. There's people out there, people just like Dorothy, that can help change your life. Dorothy, by chance, really had almost a magical encounter and reached someone that was able to help her. And now she's using that knowledge that she received, and she's helping other people out there. So if you're one of those people and you really want that change, please do not hesitate to reach out to Dorothy for help. She is more than qualified to help you get to that place you want to be. Dorothy, what I would like to know, what do you really hope people take away from working with you?
I want people to know that, one, they've never been in this alone, that I'm always here. Even after they're out of my program, I'm still within reach where they can contact me. I'm not the type of coach or trainer that once you leave my program, you can't get in touch with me, or you know, you're having issues that you want to talk about. I'm here for you. I am the type of coach that says that, hey, look, if you've got a problem, whether you're still with me or you're leaving me or you've already left me, I am available for you. You know why? Because a stranger one day walked into my life and made herself available for me.
Yes. Again, just hearing you speak, again, it almost sends chills down my back to know that you're using this experience now to help other people. And again, I know so many people in this situation. This story sounds very familiar. Again, if this is one of you out there that's tuning in, make that change today. Dorothy, we have about a minute left. Can you very quickly share with the audience the personal satisfaction you get from helping other people change their lives?
I love the idea of seeing people transition from where they don't want to be to where they want to be. It's almost to me like they're the potter, and they've got the clay, and they begin to sculpture their own life. And I love that. I'm not telling them how to live their life, what should be there or what shouldn't be there. They're telling me, and I'm helping them to get where it is that they want to be. And I love that. That does it for me.
Yes. Can you very quickly share with the audience again, where can they go to get more information and sign up for this program right away?
They can go to DorothyMayRoss.com, or they can email me at womenrockinglife@gmail.com. That's womenrockinglife@gmail.com. I would love to have them contact me for my rejuvenation retreat that's coming up in 2020.
Oh, and again, to everyone out there, we're just about out of time. We will be speaking about that again on the next segment that we do have you on, Dorothy. I am looking forward to that. To everyone out there, I thank you very much for tuning in today. And I really want to stress, if this is you and you're tuning in and you've heard this and this is familiar, make today be that day. Make today be that day that you take that step into happiness, take that step into a new life. I thank you all for joining us today. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And I also want to thank our very special guest for joining us today, Dorothy Mae Ross. Thank you very much for joining us today, Dorothy. You have a great day.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.